if you do not receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in this month, you are far away from it in the other months. Brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being, when He created the heavens and the earth, when He created this world, He created the time, and He divided the year to 12 months, and He has chosen from this 12 months, 1 month, to be a very, very special month, the month of Ramadan. During this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to the heavens, to the first heaven, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Al-Quran Al-Kareem was sent into Baytul Uzza, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh said. And Baytul Uzza is a secret place in the first heaven, which we don't know much about it, but we know the Quran was kept in this place, in this house of Al-Uzza, in the first heaven. And He sent it down in the month of Ramadan. In this month also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the Quran. The first verses, ayat, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam received from his Lord were in the month of Ramadan. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to the mankind and to the jinn as a messenger and prophet for all humanity. In this month, the greatest victories for Muslims were achieved. Badr, the first battle between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the kuffar, was in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported the believer with the angels, with Jibreel and the angels to fight with Muslims. In this month, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Mecca. He entered Mecca and he ended the shirk in the Arab Peninsula in that month, when he said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say, the truth has arrived and the falsehood has vanished and disappeared. In the month of Ramadan, where the gates of Jannah opened widely and the gates of hell locked and sealed, and the devils will be chained. You know why, brothers and sisters? The gates of hell will be locked and closed, because in this month, most of the people, their deeds will not lead them to hell. It should lead them to Jannah. Therefore, the gates of Jannah are open widely, because anything, even a small amount of good deeds you will do during this month, it will be accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be multiplied and take you to Jannah. Brothers and sisters, the devils will be chained in this month because they have no access to you. While you are fasting, you are protecting yourself. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is shield in this dunya, because fasting will save you from the devils, from the shaitan, from Satan, his whisper, from his ideas. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the shaitan, yajri min ibn Adam majra ad-dam. Shaitan, he is with us, running in our veins. The scholar said, when you fast, when you don't eat much, there is no much blood running through your veins. So your veins became smaller, and he has no place to run through it. It might not be quite a physical description to how the shaitan whispered to us, but just an example, an idea, to tell us how much this shaitan can be close to us, and how far and deep can he reach in us. And by fasting, you protecting yourself, you having a shield to prevent him from whispering to you, from leading you astray from the path of Islam. And also Fasting is a shield for you in the day of judgment, a shield to protect you from the heat of the hell, a shield for you in the day of judgment to protect you from the heat of the sun, when the sun will be so close to us in the day of judgment and everybody will be suffering and sweating from this closeness of the sun in that day. And the fast in that day will be shield for you, protecting you in the day of judgment while you are walking in the path, as-sirat. And this path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it in an amazing way. It's very sharp, sharper than the sword. Very thin. It is more thin than the single hair. But in the same time, people will walk through this path. They have to pass this path. And in this path, there is hooks taking the people from this path, pulling them down. You know where? To hell. Because this path is above the hell. Whoever crossed this path, he will reach Jannah. Whoever fall, he will fall in the hell. May Allah protect us.